Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Tezayin Mavesh, and we're going to talk about the concept of Shtare Hedyotos. Shtare Hedyotos. That's what the Gemara says here on Kuf Tezayin Mavesh, right before the Mishnah. The Gemara here is talking about, if you remember, different types of documents, different types of Svarim, we should say, different types of Svarim. And the Mishnah referred to certain Sfarim that we don't read. Ksuvim. Ksuvim are rare because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. That's what the Mishnah said back at the beginning of the Perek on Kuf Tezvav Amid Aleph. So the Gemara here quotes Rabbi Nechemiah. Ma Amru Kisvei HaKodesh in Koran Bohen. Why do we say that you can't read Kisvei HaKodesh? Different reason. Kadesh Sheyomru B'Kisvei HaKodesh Ein Koran V'Kol Shekei B'Shtari Hedyotos. Surely Shtari Hedyotos cannot be read. So if you're not allowed to read even Kisvei HaKodesh, which has some obviously value as part of Tanakh, surely Shtari Hedyotos, secular documents, everybody will know, cannot be read. This is also brought up later on Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. These are the two places in this Masechta where this comes up. Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the top line, the Mishnah there is talking about reading items off of a list on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says you could read items, but not from the Ksav. Mona Adam as Archav as Paprosav Mipiv. You could count your guests or your portions for your meals from by heart, avalo min aksav, but you cannot do a min aksav. Right, Rashi, im kasav me erev Shabbos, kaf agaf orchim ploni uploni, zimanti, kedei shelo yishkachem, you don't want to forget who's sitting where and what you're serving, lo yikra ba'oso ksav b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read that on Shabbos. Why? The Gemara there has a machlokes, my taima, Rabibi amar gzeira shem yimchok, Rabibi says maybe you might come to a race, let's say one of the guests told you they're not coming, so you might come to a race it, so if you read the whole list, it's an easy gzeira. Shem yichok min ha'orchem, sheyire shlo heichin lohem kol tzarcham, maybe you didn't produce and prepare enough. V'yischareit shezimein yosem in aroi. You prepared more. V'yimchok v'naksav kadesh lo yikra im hashamish, so that the servant doesn't serve or bring it out. So gzera shema yimchok. Abaya amar gzera shema yikra b'shtarei hedyotos. If you're allowed to read lists, then you might come to read shtarei hedyotos as well. So what are shtarei hedyotos? What are secular documents that are not allowed? So there are a couple of shatim that are mentioned. If you look at Rashi there on Daf Kuf Memtes, Rashi there says, business documents, shtarei hedyotos shel mekach u'memkach kamar. Business documents cannot be read on Shabbos, right? It's a violation of Mimso Chefsacha v'davar davar l'chorap. And therefore, that's the Gzeira Mishum. And that's why here, it's interesting that even if that's an Issa D'Rabbanan of Mekach u'Memkar, so to speak, being involved in business, the Rabbanan were Gozer Mishum that. And that's why Rabbi Nechemiah says, you can't even read Kisvei HaKodesh so that you don't come to reach Shtarei Hedyotos. That is, again, it reflects the importance of only focusing on Shabbos materials on Shabbos. If you look at Rashi here on Ardaf is a little more expansive. Rashi says, Shtarei Hedyotos kagon shel cheshbonos, o igros hashaluchos limtso chefetz. Sounds like stam letters. Letters that are just sent to, friendly letters. Rashi, he said, includes that in Shtarei Hedyotos. Tosfos wonders about that. Tosfos right here. Kol shekein b'Shtarei Hedyotos, pirush v'kudros, igros, v'teima, dinagu ha'olam, likros b'ksav, u'b'igros ha'shluchim yu'akam ha'makam. Everybody does that. Well, letters that you get from your friend, u'latal talan v'adai shari, and to move them forwardly, it's not de'iruin l'tzor darun l'tzor b'tzluchis, right? You could definitely move them, because they're usable. You could put them as a bottle cap, but again, they're letters that people read. So the Nira Luri, the Lokari Shtarei Hedyotos el Shtarei Chovos v'chayotze b'hen. Shtosu says, Shtarei Hedyotos are only shtaros of obligations where you owe money. Aval igros shari, but letters are mutter. So this is a big question. Why are letters mutter? Right, so again, the post can discuss. We're not going to get so much into it now. What about letters that come on Shabbos versus letters that come before Shabbos? What about letters that come before Shabbos that you didn't get to open before Shabbos? But the Gemara, the Rishonim say, Tosa says, you're allowed to look at a regular letter. Why? Because maybe there's going to be a great need. Maybe there's going to be an issue that you have to take care of. Bikuach nefesh. Even if not, Mati Rabbeinu Tam, still lets you read letters. Delohavi Shtarei Hedyotos. It's not Shtarei Hedyotos, astam a letter. Kivan she'ein sarech, lamasha kasev ba, lefisha yodea, masha beigros. Says it should be mutter. Quotes the Yerushalmi also. that seems to limit it in terms of business. There's a business that's different pshatim of what shtarei hidyotos are. The Rashba there on Daf Kuf Mem Tes, maybe we should be going one or to the other. The Rashba's lashon is we should be goes there regular igros, right? That don't have specifically to do with Shabbos, or to the shtarei hidyotos, the mekachomemkar. Says the Rashba's lashon there. Well, then you kriya the igros shalom b'Shabbos aser gzeira mishum kriya b'shtarei hidyotos v'hainu shtarei shal mekachomemkar v'koshke. So your goes there a ought to be surely according to Rashi that a might be b v'koshke the divrei Rashi zal shapire shtarei hidyotos. Igrosh Shalom. So this is the background for the sugya of reading secular documents. Again, what is secular documents? It means not Torah. It means not Torah. If you look at the Rambam here also, in the Pirush Mishnayah, says very strong lashon. The Rambam here says, in the discussion of Shtarei Hidyotos, again, it's not the Rambam on Ardaf, it's the Rambam later on, in the Mishnah, in the 23rd Perek, says the Rambam, Perech of Gimel, on that Mishnah of Mona Adam Archosov, Archavis Paparosov, Tam, Masha Asru Limnos Benaksav, Gzeirishem Yikra Igros Shalom, Bishabbos. If you're able to read a list of food or people for Shabbos, then you might come to read regular letters. Vihu Asr. Why? Ki Levad Sifrei HaNevuos Ope Rusheyen. Besides Sifrei Nevua or the commentaries, Asr Likros Bishabbos Obeyantif Afilu Haya Oso Asefer Bechachma Menachachmos. The Rambam says, even if it's a Sefer Chachma, sounds like even if it's philosophy, this is the Rambam talking. The philosophy is something positive. This philosophy is something that we should involve ourselves in. Still, the Rambam says, stay away from there. Go to look in the early sources and the Rishonim. It seems to be very limited what one is allowed to be involved in on Shabbos. What one can read on Shabbos. Torah. Torah is what it is about. Again, those are the different definitions of Shtarei Hidyotos. Again, what are the reasons behind? So depending on what your definition is, might depend on what your reason is. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perachav Gimel, Halacha Yutes. So Perachav Gimel in the Rambam is all about Perachav Gimel, Isurei Derabanan. Isurei Derabanan, be a Chubus and Maestrus, being Tovol Kalim. Says the Rambam, Kosev, Halacha Yud Tes. Also Likros, Bishtari Adyotos Bishabas. Shelo Yehe Kederechol, Viyavo Limchok. That's the Rambam. So it shouldn't be Kederechol. You shouldn't be involved in whatever you do during the week on Shabbos. So this is similar to like Muksa. Muksa, even if you're not touching anything, it's not even a kli shel list. Remember, the Rambam says that the Torah and the Rabbanan want it to be a different kind of day. You should be involved in different things. So here too, you shouldn't be look at any non-Torah documents. Shelo yikederachol v'yavo limchok. And he also adds shel the lovo yivchok. And then he quotes Mona Adam Parparosav v'imbarachav b'fiv avolomanaksav k'day shel yikra b'shtarei hidyotos. Even though the shtarei hidyotos is this a drabanan? Pashas is a drabanan. If it's a drabanan, so we're being gozer something or being misake something onto this drabanan. It's a daraisa pashas. What are you violating? Unless you're violating Shabbason, you're violating it to be for a different kind of day. But that's the Rambam. Shelo yikederachol v'yavo limchok. The Agos Amani who's there on that Rambam says mekach mishum mekachom emkar. It's Mishum Mekachom Emkar. L'chora, that would only be if it was a business type of document, that definition. The Shita L'Ran, there on the Kuf Mem Tes, adds Pirush, the Asur Likros B'Shtari Adyotos, L'fi She'ein Bahem To'eles, V'tzarech Yantif, V'einam Ru'yim L'taltel. Unusual. There's no To'eles. Right, they're muksa. They're muksa. Didn't we see before? They can't be muksa because you could use it as a bottle cap. Tosfos says, but that's the shita l'ran. Inam yasar gzeira shem yichtov tshuva l'shol v'menu dover. You might write to write an answer. You get a letter. You want to answer the letter. Again, all of this doesn't come up so much l'maisa because we don't have letters, Mizvada said, right? We have things on the computer, which we're not doing on Shabbos. But again, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says, and then we'll see in terms of L'maisa examples that come up. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Zayin, many of these shitos are quoted l'halacha. One has to know how to translate that into halacha l'maisa. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Zayin, Shitrei Hedyotos, Dahainu, Shitrei Chobos V'Cheshbonos. So that, everybody agrees. Business documents. Everybody agrees at least that's included. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds, the igros shel she'ela shalom, and even igros of she'ela shalom. That also the grosam, Why? Because, as the Mishnah Berurah here quotes that Rashba, the Michla Fishtarei Hedyotos, any secular documents, even if it's not business, might be confused with. Vafil La'ayin Ba'en Below Kriya Aser. Even to just look at them without Kriya. Why? Mishnah Berurah, Deyefshar Kishema'ayin, Shlo Yisav Yitei Binyan Eshtaris, Umekshi Yodea Mikvar Maksibay. Right? If you already know what it says in there. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Likros Bi'igaras HaShluchalo, Im Eyodea Makasib Ba'amutr. But if you don't know what's written in it, then it'll be mutter, because again, there might be some type of need that you have to take care of, and therefore you're allowed to. But you shouldn't read it with your mouth. It shouldn't be mashmiya la'aznav, but you can look at it. You can look at it. Okay, that's one. We continue reading. The Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Lilmod, Sivin Yud Sif Yud Zayin. Quoting here from the Pirsha Mishnayos that we just read. Aser Lilmod B'Shabbos Fiyatav Zulas B'Divrei Torah V'Yafilu B'Sifrei Chachmos Aser. That's the Pirsha Mishnayos. The Yesh Mi Shematir. He quotes others that are Matir. That was Balei HaTosfos. That was the Ramban. That was the Rashba and others that are Matir. Mishnah Berurah, V'chein, Noagin, Lahakel. And the Minhag is Lahakel. If it's not a business document, it's just Sheila Shalom. That would be okay. Because of Elio Rabba, the Yesh Shemayim Roy Lahakhir Bezek, Yarama Varan Ostrin. Okay, so that's the Yarama Varan Ostrin, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes different deos about non-business topics. Interesting how the Shulchan Aruch continues. The Yesh Bi Shematir, on that line, he says, V'Alpi Svara So, based on this second Svara, this is quoting from the Rashba, Mutter Lahabit, Be'itztarob Lip Shabbos. One is allowed to use an itztarob. What's an itztarob? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hu Kli Shalachuzim B'Kochavim, a telescope, Demali Lahavin HaChachma, Mina Sefer, O Mina Kli. Right, no problem. What's the problem? So you're looking at the thing electric, you're looking at the stars, you're looking at the outer space, and therefore it's chachma. And just like the Minhag Olam, it's Mimatir, for books about this type of chachma, so you could actually see this type of chachma. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has other unusual halachas here. What about talking to a shade on Shabbos and others? But how does this translate all Lamaisa? So in general, again, this relates to how about reading just a novel, an English book on Shabbos? How about reading a newspaper? How about reading a business weekly? How about reading, current events? So again, depending, let's start with the end. Current events. What about a regular newspaper? So that's already discussed. The Trumas Hadeshen and the Rabbi Yaakov Emden have a fascinating discussion of this. Trumas Hadeshen is not about a newspaper, but it's about current events. Trumas Hadeshen is Simin Samach Aleph. Mashe Noagim Rov Bnei Adam. Af medaktik b'maaseihem. Many people, even those who are medaktik in mitzvos, what do? After shul on Shabbos, l'isaseif b'yom haShabbos la'achar yitzias b'beis haKnesses, they get together in shul, u'lisaper shmuos b'inyanei ha'malachim misarim, they talk about current events, ve'erech milchamos v'kia gamna, yeshchash iser b'davar olav. And there, is that a problem? Is that a problem to be talking about current events? So he says, yiratzach l'daktik b'davar. So on the surface, he says you have to analyze it. Because if you look in Tosfos, right, on our, that we had a couple of days ago, Tosfos Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Tosfos says on Shlo Yehi Dibruch Shal Shabbos Ke Dibruch Shal Chol, Tosfos there quotes Yerushalmi. Betorach Hitiru She'ela Shalom B'Shabbos. All types of talking on Shabbos is only mutter, b'dochik. But he says, Tosfos in the Rosh say, Asa L'Harbos B'Sicha B'Tela B'Shabbos. Shabbos is so kadosh to make sure that we use it properly. So, look, you're talking about current events. Is that appropriate if you're in the presence of the king? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, Amnam, im osam b'nei adam mis'angim b'kach. The king wants you to have an enjoyable day. Hashem wants you to have an enjoyable day. And if you're not doing any surim, you're just doing what you enjoy. So maybe this flexibility. So those people that enjoy it, k'shem edabrim u'misaprim, shmuos mehamalachim v'sarim u'milchamoseihem, v'kiyai gavnam, k'derach harbi b'nei adam shemizavim l'kach. Many people who just enjoy schmoozing. Nira devade shari. It is mutter. It is mutter, says the Trumas Hadeshen. The Kiai Gavna Kasav Asmak. And right, and it's quoted, by the way, in this Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in the beginning of Simon Shin Zion. In Shin Zion, Os Aleph. B'nei Adav Shesiper Shmuos V'divri Chidushim O'neg Lehem Mutter L'Sapra B'Shabbos Kmo B'chol. Aval Misha Enum Asanik Asal Amr and Kadishi Zani L'Shem Chaver. That's the Rama quotes that at the beginning of Simin Shin Zayin. So the Trumas Hadeshen though continues and says, anybody who enjoys it, mutter. And he says, I'll give you a parallel to Kiyai Gavne. He quotes the smak, which is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What about taking power walks on Shabbos? So is that Shabbos dick, or do you enjoy it? The bachurim hamisangim bimrutzasem ubekvitzusam mutter. V'chein liros called over shemisangim oliros. So something that people enjoy, and there's no violation per se of anything. So then that would be okay. Hachazinon tiyaf algav. Even though chachamim say in Shabbos kuf yud gimel that your walking has to be different on Shabbos. Shelo yehi luchach shabbos ki luchach shachol. Pirish shelo yarutz v'yikvotz v'yafal pikim im osel his aneg v'la avas nafsho. But if you're doing it because you enjoy it, it's mutter. Hu adin le'inyan si. Fine. Amnam, but then he says at the end, what if you're not doing it because you really enjoy it? You're doing it because of peer pressure. You're doing it because everybody else is doing it. Then, says the Shema Tzedashen, it's not allowed. Ra'isi harbi pa'amim, she mixas me'osim b'nei adam, ha'misasfim l'saper shmuas halalu, eina mis'angim b'ribu shmuas halalu, ela sh'osim keim l'ritzon chavei rehem, v'ne'asafim imahem. So that's not allowed. Only if you enjoy it, would it be allowed. So this is the Truma Sadashin. That's not about reading anything. That's just about the talking about it. But if you look in Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and the Shelas Yavetz in Kuf Samach Beis, he talks about Glikros Bekurntinin Hanitfasim Bekrachim Bayaris Gedolos Midei Shavua Beshavua Medina Lazu Lodia Bekerfa Aretz Chadashos. Newspapers. Vikaros mixrag shows me inyan helchama visharmoros zulatis havayim baolam yom yom. So the Truma Tzedashin was about shmuzing about it. So he was matir. What about reading about it in newspapers? So he says nearly pashut sheena b'chalas shtori adiotos. That's not included in shtori adiotos. Midi tahavia igres hashiluach. Just like many rishonim and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag olam this day in the Shulchan Aruch. Just like regular letters. Veni diem akasabu shemud legroso. Just like a letter that you don't know what's written in it. It pikes your curiosity. You want to see what's written in it. Hachanami hani pitke chidushim shenogim al pirov lachal b'prad. It has something to do with your life. Ubiyichud bezvat sheish melchamos v'shas cherem. Surely, if there's something that you think you might need to hear about, and even if it's clear, even if you're clear that you're not going to lose anything by not seeing it, mikol makom pshita da'adifi kriyas dafim halalu misipurei milchamos. Right, it's better. These current events are better than the milchamos shehitir betruma sadeshen. L'bnei adam shemisangim mekach. Kol shegein alcha diketarti oneg v'tzara karov. You enjoy it, then there might be a need. V'tzar lomoneya b'frat aragel l'grosan. And it's painful for those who enjoy it, who, you know, are ragel. They read the paper. So they want to read the paper. Shenafsho shokeka v'kosefes l'adas ha'mischadish b'hem. Their heart and their soul wants to know. Alkena yinira be'inai heter garmer l'kuliyama. Sha'apish shulchan aruch lo'asa sibiri milchamos el osan sha'avr l'krosan bekeva mitachasvarim ha'michubarim. So, fine, then he says, me'ikra did its mutter. Amnam, he says, chochani l'hachmi mitamacher. I have another problem with it, though. There are usually ads in the papers. There are many ads. The ads to buy things, that's for sure usser. That's a problem. So that makes me a little nervous. Because you have some ads in the papers. Vim Tomar, Yizohir, Milayim, Bidvar, Malolan, Eskar, Menatirenu, Bashar. Just read the parts that are mutter. Yishlomar, Skar, Skar, Lachar, Malo, Sikrav. Don't tell another to walk through the vineyard. Tell him to go around. Bipratus, Lasochrim, Shekal, Habatasam, Behemu, Bishokach. It's very hard. Nochon, Lesol, Lagamri. So I would asser it for that reason. Just for that reason, because of the business issues. So this is a fascinating discussion of newspapers. What about novels? What about, what do you mean, many of the Divrei Torah pamphlets have ads in them also, so that would be the same problem as the Shelas Yavetz has. Lamaisa, when it comes to business periodicals or ads or anything related to that, so that seems to be a problem. Newspapers and non-Torahs, that's a Machlokas Rishonim. Again, the fact that the Rambam and other Rishonim say you can't, it's because Shabbos is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could you do anything besides learn Torah when you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But the other Rishonim say Hashem also wants you to enjoy yourself. And therefore, if you enjoy certain things that are not business related, it would be more flexible. Just different attitudes in general, how you look at many of these discussions. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes many different discussions regarding newspapers, regarding books, regarding novels, and his general attitude, as you could read from the psak, is generally a much more machmer attitude. If you need it, then you're really going to get depressed and angry if you can't yesh lahem amal lismoch. Yesh lahem amal lismoch, to be able to children and women and it might be at tzorach haguf. Don't want us to be very careful. Like he said, obviously, newspapers that have Dvar Masurim in it, it's a problem. But again, that's what his attitude generally is like that. If you look at the Shmir Shabbos in Parachavtes, he has more of a balanced attitude, saying much of this is Mutter Meikar Adin. If you could be involved in Torah, great. But he says, Meikar Adin, Mutter Likro Hachadashot Beiton. Shmir Shabbos says, Meikar Adin is Mutter to read a newspaper. But, Aval Asa Likro Vafo Layim Binyani Mekach Umemkach Hamefursamim Beiton. Roy Lo Yerei Shamayim Lahachmir. Not to read it. Okay, but Meikar Adin is Mutter. A Yerei Shamayim, if you want to be involved in Torah all day, wonderful. What about Divrei Torah in a newspaper? Ain't call this Likro Rav Shabbos, no problem. V'chein Yesh Lahakel. Any type of wisdom or book about anything, right? Anything, all of that would be mutter meikar hadin. Again, what about interesting a cooking book with recipes? So he says maybe not, because is that a klisha malata lisser? He quotes from Shlomo Zalman. No, but most of the time, what they tell you in the cooking book is not about the malachas, like what ingredients to add, and you're cooking it anyway. So it could be that it's not a problem. You're just getting more information. Again, it's more related, but we'll stop here.